Hi guys, welcome back to the Social Media Manager Bible podcast. This is episode 3, and we're going to be discussing how to build your personal brand as a social media manager. I know I've been away. I'm sorry, it's having a podcast is so new for me, like a solo podcast. I have a podcast with my friend Dimeji. It's called Beyond the Metrics podcast. But having a solo podcast for me and handling my day-to-day life as a content creator, a social media manager mentor can be pretty overwhelming. I don't know why I started this, but I'm not gonna stop. Just before we proceed, if you're watching on YouTube and you're new here, or it's this video that brought you here, don't forget to click the subscribe button and like this video. Please like this video. Click the subscribe button, like the video. If you don't have any comments, it's fine. Just click the subscribe button and like the video. It helps me. Also, if you're listening on any other part of the podcast platforms, don't forget to follow and rate the podcast. It really helps me, and it also like encourages me. We're going to be talking about how you can build your personal brand as a social media manager, and I can boldly tell you I've been able to successfully build my personal brand as a social media manager, not because I have a very strong personality, which I do, but because I have learned the art of being private and being secretive. So you can be private and still share things on social media while keeping the things you want to keep secret a secret. Now, let me adjust this microphone. If you're watching on YouTube, you can definitely see me. So social media, building your personal brand on social media is pretty easy. And people relate more with personal brands than business brands. So for example, my personal brand is Bolaji Brilliant, and my business brand is the Social Media Ogre. I can boldly tell you that the Social Media Ogre grows slower, or Bolaji Brilliant grows faster than the Social Media Ogre, because Bolaji Brilliant is a personal brand, whereas the Social Media Ogre is a business brand. So people can relate on a personal level with the with the type of content I put out as a personal brand than with the Social Media Ogre, because they still interface with me as a business. And if I was to do it all over again, I probably would just be Bolaji Brilliant. I probably would not have started like either. I would have been Bolaji Brilliant or the Social Media Ogre, and I would have built my brand as a personal brand. Example of people who have built their brands as a personal brand are people like Dimeji, are people like I Am Yechi, are people like Salem Kingin, are people like Alma. They built their personal brand in a way that people can connect to them on a deeper level with their content. For example, I like using Salem's content a lot, or I like using Salem as an example, because Salem builds a brand around what is going through as a creator, or as a Lagosian, or as a Nigerian, and people can relate to it because they can also relate to you because that's what they're going through. Like, you get so. People would definitely interact with his content. People would definitely like, people would definitely comment than they would do when they see a carousel that is teaching them something. Because yeah, you might not relate to what you need at that moment. But if you now create a content around maybe your story, why you started your brand, how you started, things like that, you get to see that the comments and the likes you get on those posts are way higher than the comments and likes you get on something that like an how-to video or something. That's because people can relate to a personal brand. So let me just not waste your time, and let me just delve right in to what I have. If you're watching on YouTube, you can definitely see me with my beautiful iPad that I've been using from episode one. So, in our industry where like the competition is tough, you want to also make sure that you're standing out. Like, our industry is already filled with social media manager posters that are claiming to be social media managers. So you want to make sure that you're standing out and people can signal, or people can identify you from the numerous crowd and say, okay, you know what, that's Bolaji Billions, or that's the Social Media Ogre, or that's the Social Media Prophet, or something like that. You get. So whether you're just starting out as a social media manager, or whether you are already a seasoned social media manager, this podcast is for you. I've been able to build my personal brand to over 2 million impressions in 30 days. And building my personal brand to over 2 million impression in 30 days is not because I was just posting pictures of myself and everything. It's because I've been able to follow these tips that I'm about to give you. But first of all, what exactly is a personal brand and why is it important for social media managers? So a personal brand is what sets you apart and helps you stand out from the crowd. A personal brand is like your online identity, and it is a reflection of your reputation and your credibility. So it is very, very important that you take time to build it carefully, because trust me, whatever you put on the internet stays there forever. If they drag you today, trust me, and maybe 2 years down the line, something happened again, people can still refer to that issue that they dragged you for. If it was a very bad issue, trust me, it's going to be stuck to your name for a very, very long time. Trust me, the internet never forgets. So a strong personal brand can lead to more opportunities and can help you create like a loyal following, like a cult. Now I'm going to use Davido's Timeless as an example. Davido recently dropped a new album. I don't know, whenever you're watching this or whenever you're listening to it, Davido dropped an album like last week, like the Timeless album. And then I saw like a reel, or was it kind of like a skit, of people saying this album isn't, how will I say, it is not sweet. And some people go like, your life will never be sweet. Something will never be sweet. I'm like, ooh. It was so funny because, and what I could pick from it was, apart from the fact that Davido is a celebrity, he has a very strong personal brand. Like, he's a philanthropist, he's always supporting people, he's always helping people. So he has like a loyal following that is kind of like a cult. And I'm going to use another example. I don't know if any of my followers attend CCI. At first, I used to look at them like a cult when they're always standing up for their pastors, they're always standing up for any member of the church, basically. But I got to discover it's because CCI has a very strong personal brand as a church. So your business can also like have a very strong personal brand. It's just up to you to build it in a reputable way and make sure that your reputation is not strained. 5 ways you can build your personal brand. Number one is you need to define your unique skills and your expertise. Like, as a social media manager, you need to think about what makes you unique and what will set you apart from other social media managers. For somebody like me, if you ask me, but like, what's like your unique skills? I will tell you, when it comes to video editing with any tool on your phone, I'm your girl. Like, there's some things I do with CapCut or InShot that people think is magic. And no, it is not magic. It's just because I have been able to find out what sets me apart. It comes pretty easy to me. And there are some people, like, for example, Media Answer, Olamide, when it comes to Canva, there's some things that she would do on Canva. You'd be like, oh my God, are you sure it's the same Canva? Or yeah, also Zuliat, there's some designs Zuliat does with Canva. You'd be like, are you sure it's the same Canva that both of us are using and everything? So you want to focus on your strengths and also specialize in a specific area of social media management. You don't have to be everywhere. So you want to focus on your strengths. What's your strength? So right now, I am focusing on mentoring social media managers and training them. I realize that I love teaching. So I'm like, okay, why not just continue to train them? Why not just continue to teach people on how to like start a career in social media management? Which reminds me, I am running a 6-month bootcamp. Today is the 4th of April. Yes, today is the 4th of April, 2023. So depending on when you're listening to it, I'm running the second bootcamp for the social media managers. That's not the name of my bootcamp. The name of my bootcamp is Mastering Social Media Management. So for the next 6 months, I am going to be training people that want to start a career or people that want to learn the advanced part of social media management. This month, we're talking about how to onboard clients and how to create like a general social media strategy. I don't know when next you're going to be watching this, but after 6 months, the replays of all this training would be made available for sale. So if you want to join like the next bootcamp, make sure to check the description below and join my community, because trust me, all slots get sold out in my community. And in my community, it's called the Social Media Avon Community. It's a free Telegram group where over 6,000 members right now. And What we do is we help each other daily. We share resources, we share tips, we share courses, we share freebies from time to time. We also ask ridiculous questions that we don't consider stupid. But one thing I'm going to tell you is that in this community, we talk a lot. Like, you can blink and like 30 minutes, you have over 1,000 messages and you don't want to miss out on any. So you're going to take your time reading a lot and everything. But let's go right into number two. Number two is create quality content. Now, you want to share your knowledge and your expertise through posts, blog posts, like your videos, your carousels, your tweets, and other forms of content. And you want to make sure that this content is high quality and adds value to your audience. Now, when we say high quality, we don't just mean the video quality of your content, but even if the video quality of your content is still very important, we want to make sure that you are not just creating, you're putting quality over quantity. You're not just releasing videos on videos on videos. You want to make sure that you're creating quality content for your audience. Quality content for your audience differs from one person to the other. So quality content for me right now will be content that actually helps me plan and it helps me structure my business. And it's content that I can always go back to from time to time that takes me from point A to point B to point C to achieve point Z. Content that are actually very, very explanatory. That's high quality content for me. And I would not want to watch that kind of content with in a very blurry video or in a very scattered audio. Right? So you want to make sure that you also take that into consideration when you're creating your content. Number three is you want to engage with the community. And like I said, in case you've not joined, click the link, check the link in the description and join my Telegram community, because you want to engage with a community and you want to belong to one. Now, engaging with your followers and other social media managers, because network is equals to net worth, right? And you want to make an effort to like network and keep relationship with others in the social media management industry. Like, it is very important that you keep relationship with others in the social media management industry. And down the line, this can be include like collaborations such as IG lives, being a guest on a podcast, or even any new clients. Like, for example, if a social media manager is pretty booked for the entire month, you can also refer to another person, and you can refer the social media manager to another social media manager. And if you are somebody that refers or they refer to you, you've earned a new client if you're able to like sign that client on. So you want to remember that most times it is community over competition. You don't have to collaborate, but you can all be in a community and instead of trying to compete with others. And this can help you build relationship and also like grow your network. Now, the next point is one of my favorite points, and it's talking about consistency. Now, when we talk about consistency doesn't mean like, oh, you have to be showing up every single day. No. That's not what consistency means. Consistency means you're going to be showing up when you say you're going to consistently show up. So if you say, I'm going to be showing up 20 times in a month as a social media manager on your platform and you're creating content on video editing or on Canva, consistency means you're sticking to your consistency schedule that you set up for yourself. So make sure your personal brand is consistent also across all platforms. You're not talking about different things on TikTok, or you're not talking about something else on YouTube. Social media orga is not, I had to separate my YouTube channels because I discovered that my wedding vlogs were doing better than what I started this channel for. So I had to like separate it and started building my personal brand different from my business brand. I can boldly tell you I am seeing results. So consistency is key to building like a strong personal brand on every single platform you're on. So if you're on Twitter, if you're on TikTok and your handle is the social media orga, you're talking about the same kind of topics on these two platforms. You're not talking about something different. The last one is to collaborate with other social media managers. Like, collaborating with other social media managers can also help you build your personal brand, learn new skills, and gain new insights. When I started, I collaborated with a lot of social media managers, and I am still collaborating. So it's up to you to decide and to discern who fits your brand and who you want to collaborate with. You don't have to always just think that, oh, you have to get something from a collaboration. Sometimes you don't have to get anything from a collaboration. You just have to just collaborate for the sake of collaboration and just increasing your network. And if you don't actually get to increase your network, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you increasing another person's network. Okay, Now, how do you measure the success of a personal brand? Now, measuring the success of your personal brand can help you see what's working and what's not, and also like help you make changes accordingly. And some metrics to consider include your website traffic, your social media engagement, and your reach. Your reach and your impressions is very important than your likes and your shares, because a lot of people are seeing your post and forgetting to like and leave a comment. And this can be due to the fact that you don't have like a very good call to action at the end of your video or in your caption. So you want to make sure that you track your social media engagement and your reach. Also, your number of followers, your number of referrals, the leads, and the link clicks. Like, a lot of people forget that their link clicks is very, very important. Like, a lot, how many people are clicking the link in your bio? What links are they clicking? So you need to check this and track it to see how well, how successful your personal brand is doing. That's it for today, guys. Like, that's it for today. I hope you now have like a better understanding of what it means to actually build your personal brand. And by following these tips and staying consistent, you'll be able to see results by time. For my personal brand, on my personal page, I can boldly tell you that there's some posts that have over 30,000 likes. Some posts have over 500K views. And this is because they are quality content that people can relate to. Your personal brand is a brand where you get to show off your personality, and you can be very you can be very private without being secretive. You can talk about your struggles. You can talk about how much you make as a creator without talking about how much you make as a person, because you might have all other side hustles or something else. So your personal brand is more about showing the you behind your business, or the you behind being a social media manager. If you want to like start out on creating a personal brand, I would say things like day in my life, things people have said to me as a social media manager that doesn't just make sense, or things I'm struggling with, why I started out being a social media manager. These are things that will encourage people, or that will show the personal brand behind your account. We've come to the end of today's podcast episode, and if you found this very helpful, please don't forget to follow, don't forget to rate this on any podcast platform that you're on, and if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe and like this video. Also, I would love to hear from you. What do you think about today's video? How can I help you better? And what kind of videos do you want me to create? I would love, love, love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe again if you're on YouTube. Don't forget to follow and rate this podcast episode. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.